Welcome back, everyone, to the Voice of Hope. I want to stop by on this early December evening. I know it's cold out there for many of you, wherever you're at. I just wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin, I want to share a beautiful song with you by Katie Nicole. Jesus, thank you.
Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all the things you do. Jesus, thank you. Jesus, I can hardly count the times your grace has pulled me out. Sin and shame had left me bound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for all the things you do. Jesus, thank you.
Beautiful song. Amen. Jesus, thank you. Well, I hope that wherever you are tonight, that you're all snuggled up and warm somewhere. I know it's cold, and like I said, so many parts of the world right now. I know it here in Florida it is, and know if it's cold here, it's cold a lot of other places worse, so I shouldn't be complaining, right? but it is cold. You know, so many times when we've went through so many different things, we forget to thank Jesus. We forget to thank Him and just for the daily things that we get through, right? And that's where we grow, you know, and just getting up in the morning and just being grateful that you woke up, you know, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter what the challenge up ahead is for your day. You know, we all have different challenges in the day. And I know sometimes with me, it's just staying at peace. It's just learning to stay at peace with the Lord, right? And it helps me to look back and, you know, see the things that God has brought me from. And there's one scripture that always reminds me. Psalms 126 and 5 says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy." Right? That's so true. You know, a lot of times when you're going through difficulties, whatever they may be, you don't see that joy is coming in the morning. You don't see that joy is up ahead. But you've got to put those thoughts in your mind. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Because that's what the enemy wants to do, is steal our joy through our circumstances. Where it be you're stressed out about paying your bills, whether you're overwhelmed by decisions you're trying to make in your life, about changes you need to make, whether you're suffering, you know, an illness, where you may have suffered a loss, you know, and that's very hard, especially around this holiday season, you know, especially the holiday season for so many I know out there that has lost loved ones. And it's not always a happy time for everyone, you know. You hear these songs on TV saying that, you know, this is the most happiest time of year. Well, for a lot of people, it's not. You know, it's that time of year that they're reminded that loved ones, you know, have gone on, that they're not there, you know, and they may not have, you know, funds to buy presents and stuff, you know, that they feel if a friend's invited them to a party or even for their own children or relatives, and they feel, you know, stressed because they feel that's expected of them. You know, I know a lot of us do around the holiday season. You know, but we forget what the true reason for the season is. You know, and that's our Savior came to this earth. He was born during this month to, you know, give us life. And, you know, it's not about how much, you know, you have to give or anything like that. It's just along your way, you know, share a little kindness with someone, a little love. You don't know what they may be going through. You know, I know it helps me a lot of times. Yesterday, I was out. I had some appointments to run. And, you know, It was a pretty decent day. You know, it was kind of uncomfortable because of the weather. And at one location where I had an errand to run, I was, you know, asking the lady, "How are you doing today?" And, you know, smiling. And she did not crack one smile at all. Not one. As I was leaving, though, you know, I said, "Thank you. God bless you. You have a beautiful day." And it was hard for me to do that, you know. And, you know, to be honest, I had to have some testing done, you know, just some routine testing. So I wasn't feeling the greatest because I had to fast, you know, and my body was feeling kind of weak. I was just trying to be nice to her, encourage her, because she looked like she was having a really tough day. So you never know what someone's going through, you know, even through what you're going through. Sometimes if you can push, you know, and just be kind to someone, even though you don't feel like it at the moment, you know. And if you're out there and you work in retail, and you're selling things in this holiday season, or if you're out there on the road traveling, you know, this season to relative's house, or, you know, there's lots and lots of people out there working jobs where they have to deliver, and it's, you know, it's a very, very hectic time of season. You know, everybody's wanting everything on time, you know, and everything's became such an instant society, you know, even groceries are delivered now. I mean, I've had mine delivered to my home before, you know, when I couldn't go out or something. So, you know, be kind to those people who are out there providing these services for you, you know, because it could be you having to drive out there to shop for something when there's a convenience being brought to your door when you're having a bad day, you know. So be kind, you know. It doesn't take much time to be kind. Just a smile and say thank you. God bless you. I hope you have a nice day, no matter, you know, what you're going through also. And also remember, too, that God, He's always working something within us, you know. And it's like an oil press, like, you know, olives that are being pressed to make olive oil. You know, olive oil is good for so many things, but it has to go through the pressing to produce that oil. So that's what God is doing with us a lot of times during, you know, our tough seasons. He's pressing some good stuff out of there, but during that pressing, you know, He wants you to continue to not lose your joy, to not lose your hope, you know, and to keep pushing forward during that present season. And another scripture it reminds me of is Isaiah 43:19. You know, it says, God is doing a new thing. Can you not perceive it? Can you not perceive it? It's springing forth. You know, we hear that and we get excited, but when He's doing a new thing, it may not be happening in that moment. So you've got to keep pressing forward and you've got to keep moving within that season, because there's purpose in all that you're going through. You know, just keep pushing through the seasons of the life you're in. And I promise you that God will meet you on the other side. And I wanted to share with you, I've shared it before, my poem, There's Purpose in Your Pain. And I hope it offers you some encouragement. And also, there's another scripture I want to remind you of. This is when you are going through deep, troubling times or tough times, whatever they may be, and you feel you're all alone, just remember James 4:8. When you draw close to God with your faith, with your prayers, with your heart, God will draw close to you with His protection, and with His guidance, and with His love. So always remember that. Just draw close to God. Because when you feel all alone, you really aren't. He's right there by your side. So always remember that. And remember, everything that you go through, nothing, not one single thing is ever wasted. God uses everything that you went through and are going through to encourage someone else. You know, just like I'm encouraging you today, you know, through my struggles. There is purpose in all your pain. So just remember that. And this is the poem I wrote. There's purpose in your pain. As years roll by, many secrets never told. You see, now it's time to stand up and be bold. It's time to heal past the guilt, shame, and grief. It's in healing those wounds is where you will find peace. Days of fear may still appear. Now I look to God. He says, keep walking, my dear. Each wound and scar tells a story of God's amazing grace and glory. Though the years may have seemed unbearable at times, God knew I would need to make this climb. Days of loneliness seemed never ending. God knew someday this would carry me to a new beginning. God is bringing me to new heights with His beautiful guiding light. All those years I have traveled through the rain, that's where I realized there is purpose in your pain. And there is so much purpose in your pain. So I just wanted to stop by and leave you a short message tonight of encouragement. Hope it encouraged you along the way. I want to say a prayer with you before I end. Heavenly Father, I just come to you tonight. Lord, I uplift those out there who's listening. Lord, whatever they may be going through in this season of their life, Lord, I ask that you would strengthen them during their struggle, Lord. Where they feel despair, you would give them hope, Lord. Where they feel that they don't have no joy, you would show them that you are their strength. The joy of the Lord is their strength, God, and let them see your hold in their hand through this season, God. And Lord, as they journey down this path, they may have decisions they need to make. And Lord, we know that you always direct us in the right path, Lord. I pray that you would give them that peace that passes all understanding, that you're guiding them, you're protecting them, you're loving on them, and you're walking by their side in this moment, in every moment forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And before I end the podcast, I wanted to share another beautiful song by Katie Nicole, Hold On. So just hold on a little bit longer. This too shall pass.
Smoke clouds all around, couldn't see your face. Darkness consumed me, stuck in the bitterness. see what's at the end of the road. A new life is ready to unfold. Hold on just a little bit longer. I know it's gonna be okay. These days are gonna make you stronger. You'll find purpose in the pain.
Just hold on. There is purpose in your pain. And remember Luke 1:37. Faith doesn't make things easy. Faith makes things possible. All things are possible with God. Remember, the best is yet to come. And if no one has told you today, let me be the first. You are so loved. So wherever you're at in your part of the world, get out there today and spread some hope. The world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here next time on The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. And have a beautiful evening. See you next time. Bye-bye.